Obviously, we always want our kids' lives to be a little bit easier than ours, you know, but I want to also make sure that they understand that the difficult times are what make you.
Welcome to The Art of Fatherhood, a podcast that takes you on the journey of fatherhood. Now, here's your host, Art Eddy.
This episode is being brought to you by Sabre. Personal safety is personal. No one believes this more than Sabre, the number one personal safety brand of consumers and police worldwide. For over 45 years, they've empowered generations with a deep range of personal safety product solutions designed with you in mind to keep your loved ones safe. Did you know that 72% of college students indicated that the safety of the campus was very important to them in college consideration and choice? And 86% reported that it is very important to their parents. According to a recent ANU study, 78% of consumers are worried about the safety of their loved ones, and 47% want their personal safety device to connect them to others. As a parent, you're looking to keep your loved ones safe. So for those of you who have a college student or have children living on their own for the first time in the big city, Sabre provides you peace of mind with the new Smart Pepper Spray to help them make it safe. The Sabre Smart Pepper Spray features Sabre's maximum strength formula, as well as a 10-foot range and 25 bursts of protection against multiple threats. It can be paired with a Sabre personal safety app designed to send alerts to assigned contacts by push notification. The alert will include the user's location at the time of the pepper spray deploys. A geo-tracking feature continues to monitor their location following the initial help alert. The app will include a paid subscription option, which you can also send an alert to a third-party monitoring service who can call first responders on the user's behalf. Personal safety just got a whole lot smarter with the Sabre Smart Pepper Spray. Go to the Sabre Pepper Spray store at Amazon to learn more. Give the gift of personal safety this season and give your loved ones the Sabre Smart Pepper Spray. What is going on, everybody? Art 80 here for another Art of Fatherhood podcast, and I'm so happy to have Ryan Shazier. Thanks for taking the time to chat with me, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited to chat with you. Of course, we're going to talk about fatherhood, but we're also going to talk about this book, Walking Miracle. This, like I said before we started even recording, like, this book is just everything that I believe about fatherhood and all that stuff, about finding a purpose and all that. And of course, people know you from the NFL, and then obviously with your injury and then now being able to walk again and giving hope to others in so many different ways. I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me. I know my audience is going to appreciate your story. Before we get into the book, like I said, my main goal is to talk about Father with Great Guys. So let's talk about your fatherhood journey. When you found out you were going to be a dad, sir, what was going through your mind?
Well, it was actually crazy. When I first found out I was going to be a father, I was actually injured. We was playing the Tennessee Titans. When I first found out I was going to be a father, I have two sons. My oldest son is Ryan. His mom name is Tanika. Me and her were friends in high school, in college. And she ended up telling me that she was going to be pregnant. And it was actually kind of a shock because it was a little scary because I wasn't planning on having a kid at that moment. But I'm going to be honest, Ryan has been a huge blessing to me. And if it wasn't for Ryan, I would not have my beautiful wife that I have now, which is Michelle. It's a blessing, you know, that I have him. And when I first found out I was going to be a father, it was a happy moment, but it was also a scary moment because me and Tanika, we were friends at the moment, but we were never thinking about being parents at the moment. And I think one thing me and my friends like to say a lot is if you're in the NFL and you don't have kids, when you have kids, you definitely start to play a little bit harder because you know you have somebody to play for. So, and it was kind of exciting for me. I was really excited about it, but I was really nervous because I have a wonderful father, but I just didn't know if I was going to be ready in that moment. And then he definitely, it doesn't matter if you know we're 100% prepared, like, hey, we're trying to have a baby, you know, you've been waiting the whole time to have one, or, you know, it just shock you like it happened to me. I don't care what you say, you're never prepared. No doubt. Honestly.
Yeah. So. Totally agree, Ryan. And, you know, reading your book, you know, I saw that faith, discipline, integrity are things that are important to you. So I know that you and your wife are looking to instill those values into your sons as well. And reading this book, like, I get that 100%. Share some of the other things that you're looking to teach your kids as they grow up in this world.
One thing I want to teach my kids is just the ability to have a positive attitude, but also, and I think it's, and like I said, the ability, because I think it's an ability, it's an attribute, you know, that you have to gain. Because, and then also just how to overcome adversity and just push through things, because obviously we always want our kids' lives to be a little bit easier than ours, you know, but I want to also make sure that they understand that the difficult times are what make you. And what kind of pushes you forward. And one thing that my family lives by is faith, integrity, and discipline. And those are a combination of the things that I was saying before. I had to have a strong faith in God and just trust God, because none of this is possible without him. I wouldn't be where I'm at now if it wasn't for him. I wouldn't be in the NFL if it weren't for him. But integrity means a lot. You know, your character means everything. You are the man, like, I am the man that's on the back of this jersey. Like, my name, you know, so it's people see you for who you are. And I feel like I built a nice values and a nice, I became a great person off of the integrity that my father has given me, and then discipline. It's a difference between wanting to do them and then actually understanding, like, hey, I can't do that. I have to make the right decision. And the right decision is not always easy, but you have to make the right decision. And that's the things that I kind of want to teach my sons. Not kind of, that I'm going to teach my sons, because at the end of the day, those were what built me, built my family, and allow us to have the lifestyle we have now. So if I can provide those same things for them, then I've done my job as a father.
Well said. Yeah, definitely. And, you know, especially the positive attitude, you are a walking example of that. And the whole idea of, like, you know, you got to believe in it, you got to Shazeev, right? You got to believe in that. I love that in the book and all that. And your book talks about perspective. And I think especially everything that you're going through and everything that you're witnessing and the way you're, you know, helping other people out, you see a lot of different things in life. Talk about something that your sons have taught you either about yourself or about life that you'd like to share with me.
Yeah, my sons have definitely taught me patience. I am a very impatient person.
Yeah.
and the reason I say that is because they're great kids, but I know how I like patience, and I want to get things now, but not even just get things now, but just understanding that some things are just so small, so minute, and you just have to be patient and learn from them. That's one thing that my kids have definitely taught me. But my kids have definitely also taught me just the responsibility of love. No matter what you do, no matter what you've done, no matter who you are, you know, the whole world can hate you, or you can have a terrible game or this or that. No matter what, when you walk in that door, your kids are going to love you. They can be mad at you one moment, but once you walk through that door, they're going to be running to your arms and screaming, daddy. So it really showed me the values of love. Like, obviously I felt that way for my parents, but it's a different love when it's your own kids. And my kids have definitely shown me the values of that.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I love that. And this kind of bleeds into the next question too, because I think a lot of things that you said would be a great piece of advice. But what is one big piece of advice you'd offer to new dads? Listen to this.
To me, I feel with new dads that you have to understand that life isn't easy. You might have a plan, or you might have something that you want to teach your kids or do your kids. Or you might want your kids to be something, but at the end of the day, you have to allow your kids to live their life, and you just try to help them in their life, not try to live your life through them. Yeah. It's a lot of parents that I've seen that try to live their life through their kids, and then you see that their kids become overwhelmed, or is just, you know, are really spiteful, or not spiteful, but just their relationships aren't as well. And I think once you understand that, hey, the best thing about being a father is trying to help your kid be the best them and not the best you. That's something that I would really like to teach people, because I know, like, one of my best friends, he's like, yeah, man, Ryan, me and your son are going to be pro linebackers. And I'm like, man, I'm going to be honest. My son is going to be whatever you want to be. If you don't want to play football, he don't have to play football. You know, and today is like, I don't want to push my kids because of something I did. Like, it's already going to be hard for my oldest son. His name is Ryan Shazier, so everybody's going to think he's going to play football, he's going to play a sport. But if he doesn't want to do that, it's up to him. It's his life. It's not my life. So the biggest thing is to try to support their life and do what's best for them and not what's best for you.
Yeah. Great piece of advice. Listen to Ryan on that. Yeah, let your kids find their own path. You can help guide them. You can give them the lessons you've learned, but let them find their own way. I love that. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And again, this book, Walking Miracle, I hope people pick this up because this is such a great read. It's very inspiring. Even at the end of the book, I'm not going to ruin it too much, but you talk about fatherhood and family in such a way that's beautifully written, and I appreciate you doing that. And of course, I know the inspiration for this book is just to help others and to share your story. You and Larry Platt did a great job on this book. What is something while you were writing this book, you're very open and you appreciate everything that you've experienced and you know, with your parents' mindset of being positive and all that, and while you were going through everything you were going through with your injury after that game against the Bengals, like you just like, yes, you can have some doubt, you can have some worry, but you still got to think positive and all that. While you were writing this, was it tough to kind of revisit certain points in your life? Even when you were a kid and, you know, parts of your hair were falling out and you were like, your family's like, this is, don't worry, you know, we got this. This is, it's just hair. Just move on and all that. And, you know, hair doesn't make the person. You've gone through a lot of adversity. Were there certain parts of your life when you're writing this book that was kind of tough for you to revisit?
Yeah, there's definitely parts of my life that were tough for me to revisit. And to be honest, I think the toughest part was honestly more of the injury than anything. Growing up, I've had alopecia since I was 5 years old. I've been bald since I was 5 years old. And one thing I do is now I play the video game a lot and I like to joke around a lot. And the thing is, when you like to joke around a lot, you got to know that people are going to joke around a lot with you too. You know, so I've always been bald. So I've heard all the jokes. I've heard all the things. I've been bullied to a certain extent. But when you start getting bigger than people, it's a little bit harder for them to bully you. But I've been bullied to a certain extent when it came to trying to crack jokes and things like that. So those didn't really bother me too much because I've dealt with it my whole life. The things that were really more tough for me were going back through the injury being so fresh, because the year after my injury is when I decided to start writing my book. So to start talking about that, and it was still fresh in the moment, those were the times that were a little bit tougher for me than actually going back when I had scoliosis or dealing with alopecia or some of those type of things, because my whole life I had those things and I've overcome that. So that wasn't tough for me. It was tougher when I started to really dive in a little bit about the injury, because when I started considering writing my book, I wasn't even injured for a whole year yet. So it was, you know, that's when it started to get to me a little bit.
You know, especially parents is like, you know, you try and give your kids like, hey, look on the bright side of things or stay positive. And sometimes it becomes a cliche because it's just something to throw out there and say, your life, your story, like what we were just talking about, through the injury, through the things you experienced as a kid, you always were trying to stay positive. And I think one of the reasons reading this book, like I got the vibe that because you were positive, because you believed in God, and because you believed like different things that your family brought you up on, using positive energy helped you get to where you are now, and you're inspiring others. When people say like, oh, you know, when people are going through a tough time, it's really hard to look through the forest, the trees, and I get that. But just talk about the importance about being positive and sharing that notion with your kids, because they're going to experience tough times in their life. And sometimes they're like, oh, yeah, you know, stay positive, whatever, Dad. But like, you're walking proof of that, like literally and figuratively walking proof of that. So talk about the power of positive mindset.
It's a combination of my mom. Obviously, my mom is a very, very, very positive person. And it's almost like you said, it's a cliche. It's like, mom, all right, whatever. But it started to rub off on me. And I started to notice it in my life. I just started to think positive and just started really believing in what I was saying. And I started to see things start to turn into fruition. And I started to see things actually working more in my favor than they weren't. And then once I started to see that happen, I was like, man, this is actually possible. And then after a while, that's just who I became. My wife was like, man, Ryan, you always see the bright side of things. And my wife was always my wife looks for, all right, something's going to go bad in this situation. And I'm the one like, nah, we're all right. We're going to figure it out. You know, so.
You balance each other out, right? Yin and yang, yeah, right?
Yeah, we definitely do. And to me, I just felt, hey, If I told myself I would never walk again, I would still be in a wheelchair. If I told myself I'd never make the NFL, I would still, you know, I would not have made it. If I told myself I wouldn't be one of the best football players in high school, I would not have went to Ohio State. So to me, if you don't believe that what you want to achieve or what you can achieve is not possible, then it's not. And so to me, I just feel, why think this stuff's not possible? Why allow other people to decide my fate when I can trust God and just believe in it myself? And then if I believe in it and it don't happen, I feel much better than me believing in somebody else and it could have happened.
Pittsburgh Steelers, the team that you played for, that's one organization that is historic, and it's known for, you know, the teammates sticking together. Even if you go to another team, whatever the case may be, you're still embraces the Steelers, like people retire and all that good stuff. Mike Tomlin, I saw the video of him, you know, just talking about how emotional he was when he saw you walking at your wedding and all that, and just feeling so much love for you, right? Have you had a chance to share this book with maybe, and I know it's right now it's in the thick football season and your team, you know, your former teammates are busy and stuff, but like, have you talked to them about this book? Has anybody from your old teammates have like checked out this book? And if so, what did they think?
So Will Allen, he was able to check out the book. I was going to give it to, I think Coach Tomlin was able to check it out as well. But they definitely knew my story a bit. So, for them to be able to read the book and just understand it and see what I've gone through and then actually get back to me with their insights and tell me how they enjoy it and like the book, I'm really excited about it. I'm really thankful for it. And to me, to have those guys next to me, you know, at Ohio State, at the Steelers, to be at those two great programs and franchises, it really helped me throughout my whole life, and I just wanted to share that same experience with those guys because they were there with me before, and I just wanted to just thank them again.
Nice. And one more question before we get into the fatherhood quick five to end this interview. You know, I talk to artists, I talk to actors, I talk to people who've written books, and they have an idea of what they want to write about and talk about, and then they hope, and then there's also the idea of like everybody takes in art and, you know, books different ways, right? Because you wrote this, you worked with, you know, Larry on this, what do you hope people will take away from this book after they're done reading it?
One thing that I want people to take away from this is that every experience that you have in life helps lead you through something else in life. And I feel the adversity that I've dealt with in my life before my spinal cord injury is what built me for the moment that I'm in now. And everybody's had some adversity. Everybody's had difficulties that they had to deal with. Some may be worse than mine. Some may not be as bad as mine. But those help build you up for the moments that you're going to have in the future or the moments that you're going through now. So allow that to help you overcome it. And do not allow what you're going through hinder you. Don't make your injury make who you are. Allow you to make your injury, you know, so and not even injury, but just allow you to make your circumstance, you know. So I've been through a spinal cord injury, and a lot of people allow that spinal cord injury to make who they are as a person. And I didn't allow my injury to make me. So I decided to make me overcome that injury and allow me to be the person I wanted to be through that injury. And everybody can do that with whatever they're going through in life.
Such an inspiring read, and I hope that a lot of people pick this up, because this is, like I said, this is definitely needed now more than ever to give people some positive thoughts in that. So thank you very much. Now we're going to finish off the Fatherhood Quick Five, a fun way to end the interview. Favorite family movie right now? Do you guys have one?
One movie that my family loves right now, well, they love Coco, but one movie we recently liked was Vivo. That was a really good movie.
That was a good movie. I love that. Great messages there too. This could go along with Coco or Vivo. Favorite family song right now? Do you guys have one that you definitely listen to like over and over again? Especially, you know, with kids, they find a song they like and they keep on listening to it. So do you guys have one like that?
Oh, so my oldest son, he likes No Guidance by Chris Brown. I don't know why, but okay. my youngest son, he loves like Daddy Shark. Our Baby Shark.
He loves that song.
And he is like the daddy finger song. He likes that song.
Nice. Oh, That's such like a dad, like you. Yeah, you're such a dad because you're naming those songs. I love it. Describe the perfect family vacation. Where would it be?
Perfect family vacation would probably be if me and Michelle, both our families are in two different places. Hers is in Texas and mine is in Florida. So the perfect family vacation would probably just be anywhere that both of our families could come together and we all just spend time together at one time. So that would be the perfect family vacation. So if we went on like a beach and then both our families were able to come with us, I think that would be the perfect family vacation.
And this is a pro tip, another piece of advice. If you go with family members, especially like you bring along your parents near the grandparents, stuff like that, you have a chance to go out with your spouse on a date because they're watching them, right?
Babysitters. Yeah. That's why it's the perfect family vacation.
My man, he knows what's up. I love it. Favorite thing to do or favorite game to play with your family is?
My favorite thing to do is to play video games.
Nice.
And then the thing is, my kids are starting. They're 6 and 2. But they're starting to like video games as well. But one thing that we really enjoy doing is watching movies together. Like, we love just going to the movies, eating popcorn, and just chilling in the theater. Like, we're like old school movie goers. We just like to go to the movies and just relax and chill in the movies.
Nice. When your youngest gets a little bit older, Mario Kart is the way to go. Like, my wife and my kids, I have two.
He plays it now. They play 13, he plays 11. It now. He's not good at all. He's not good at all. But but he think he knows what he's doing. So he loves that game.
Love it. And lastly, top three words you hope your sons would use to describe you as a dad. What would they be?
Fun, discipline, mm-hmm. and strong. So basically I want my kids to understand that, hey, my dad is fun, but he definitely doesn't allow us to do anything crazy. So he's not in control, but he's understanding, you know, and then he's a strong man. If something, you know, if I'm scared, if I feel bad, or if I feel hurt, if I feel anything, I know my dad is going to be there to take care of me. So
nice. Great three words right there. People, I highly, highly suggest you pick up Walking Miracle by Ryan Shazier. And while you're on the interwebs, purchasing this book over at walkingmiraclebook.com. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Shazier. Thank you so much for your time. I can't thank you enough for writing this book. Such an inspiration, and your story is an inspiration. And the fact that you're helping other people going through similar things is a great way to show your kids to pay it forward. And you're doing that tenfold, millionfold, sir. So thank you for your time. And I wish you and your family continued success, sir.
Thank you so much, Art. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for checking out this week's edition of the Art of Fatherhood podcast. If you'd be so kind, please rate and review and subscribe to my podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. And also share it with your friends. Tell them to check it out. And I want to say a big thank you to our sponsor this week, Sabre. We want to keep our kids safe, and Sabre has the tools and the talent to do so. Make sure you check out their Sabre Smart Pepper Spray. And make sure you go to sabreed.com to learn more about all of their best-in-class personal safety and home security solutions that is the number one trusted brand by law enforcement and consumers worldwide.
Thanks for listening to the Art of Fatherhood podcast. Leave a review wherever you listen to podcasts and go to artoffatherhood.net.